Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Beis and parak Ches Mishnah Gimel. We continue learning the halachos of Yom Kippur. Now, while it is forbidden on Yom Kippur to eat any amount of food or to drink any amount of liquid, one only gets the punishment of kares, which means you're getting cut off from the Jewish people if you do it on purpose, or you have to bring a karban chatas if you do it by accident. He only has to either get kares or bring a chatas if he eats or drinks a certain amount, as we're going to learn in our Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, ha'ochel kichoseves hagasa, if one eats an amount of food that is equal to the volume of a large date, kamoha uchagri on nasa, that meaning an amount equal to the volume of the fruit itself and its pit, v'hashosa milo lugmav, or one who drinks an amount of liquid that would fill his cheeks, chayiv. In that case, he would be liable, he would be obligated for to either bring in karban chatas if he did so by accident, or he'd get kares if he did so on purpose. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us the halacha regarding one who eats and drinks different foods and drinks at one time. It says the Mishnah, kol ha'acholin ha'mitstarfin lachachoseves, all foods combine to the volume equal to that of a large date. So if one eats, for example, half a date's volume of meat and half a date's volume of fruit, he would get the punishment for eating on Yom Kippur. V'chol ha'mashkin mitstarfin l'malonga, and similarly, all liquids combine exact in that amount to fill the cheeks as well. Ha'ochel v'shosa ein mitstarfin, however, eating less than the amount of a large date and drinking less than the amount of that of malolugmav would not combine. The one who eats, for example, half a large date's volume of food and at the same time eats a drink so half of the lugmav amount of liquid, he would not be liable for any sort of punishment, at least on a derisive level as it pertains to kares or bringing karban chatas. Continuing now with Parechas, Mishnah Gimel, by way of introduction, we had a similar idea in Maseches Shavuos. If one mistakenly ate or performed melacha on Yom Kippur, he is obligated to bring a karban chatas. Now, doing so by accident means that he either did not know or he forgot that it was Yom Kippur, or he did not know or forgot that this action of eating or performing melacha is actually prohibited on Yom Kippur. This Mishnah is going to deal with the obligation to bring in karban chatas for violations of Yom Kippur. Now, the general rule is that if one violated several different prohibitions for which one would be obligated to bring in karban chatas, he must bring a separate karban for each individual violation and each individual prohibition that he performs. However, if he violated the same prohibition even many times, he doesn't need to bring only one karban. Sorry, he does need to bring only one karban for all of the isurim that he violated. This is true, however, only if he remained unaware of the prohibition the entire time. If he was made aware of the prohibition between the prohibited acts that he did, then he must bring a separate karban for each individual violation. The period of awareness divides the two actions and creates two separate karban chatas obligations, like we learned in Maseches Shabbos and like we'll learn in Maseches Krisos. Now, our Mishnah deals with the case of one who violated Yom Kippur twice in a single period of awareness. Says the Mishnah, Achal v'shasa b'halei mechad, if one mistakenly ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one period of unawareness, meaning he was not made aware at any time between the eating and the drinking that it was aser, eino chayiv ela chatas achas, he is only obligated to bring one karban chatas, one sin offering. Achal v'asa melacha, but if one ate and performed melacha on Yom Kippur in one period of unawareness, then chayiv shtei chatos, then he's obligated to bring two separate karbanos chatos, two separate sin offerings, because eating or drinking and performing melacha are two separate prohibitions learned from two separate psukim in the Torah, and therefore if you perform both of them, even if it's one moment in one period of not being aware, you'd only bring one you'd bring two karbanos for both of those separate prohibitions. Finishing off the Mishnah, achal achalin she'ein ro'in la'achila, if one ate foods that are not fit for eating, whether you ate spoiled meat or bitter herbs and so on and so forth, v'shasa mashkin she'ein ro'in l'shisya, or if he drank liquids that are not fit for drinking, v'shasa tzir or murias, and even if he drank fish brine, which is liquid that oozes from salted fish, or dazal fish frats, potter. He is not obligated to bring in karban chatas. At the end of the day, the Torah commands that we afflict ourselves on Yom Kippur by not eating or drinking, and eating food that is not fit for eating or drinking liquid that is not fit for drinking does not give a person a feeling of satisfaction. Therefore, one who eats or drinks such foods or liquids is not going to have transgressed the prohibition on a deraisa level. Quick review, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis Torah, that if one eats an amount of liquid that is equal to the volume of a large date, including its pit as well, or if when it comes to drinking, he drinks an amount that would fill his cheeks, then he's liable for punishment. Again, if he did so intentionally, he gets charged. If he did so accidentally, then he would have to bring a sin offering, a karban chatas. Then the Mishnah taught us that all foods combine to the volume of the large date, all drinks combine for the milo lugmav to fill the cheeks. However, we don't combine food with liquid in order to get to this ultimate shear, this ultimate measurement, that would demand that a person is now going to have to either bring in karban chatas or be obligated and be punished through karis. Then Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel taught us that if one mistakenly ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one period of unawareness, meaning he wasn't aware in between the eating and the drinking, then he's only going to be chayiv one karban. But if he does malacha and eats and drinks in one period of unawareness, he forgets that it's Yom Kippur, so he would have to bring two sin offerings, two karbanos chartos, because eating and drinking on the one hand and doing forbidden work on the other hand are two separate prohibitions learned from two separate psukim, and therefore he'd have to bring two separate karbanos if he does them, even if they're in one period of unawareness. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if one ate food that are not fit for eating or drinking, then ultimately he's not going to have to bring a karban chatas, and he's not going to be liable on a midaraisa level. Have a great day.